Hi, my name's Julie Mackin and welcome to More Civil Society's Gee We Hope. Next time you hear the Prime Minister assure all of us that we are all in this crisis together, I think it's really important to remember where we're feeling crisis, he's seeing opportunity. And last week it became very clear what he and his government plan to do to our community and our human rights under the cover of this crisis. On Wednesday the 13th, Minister Peter Dutton, on behalf of the Morrison government, introduced the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation Amendment Bill 2020. But don't be misled by the title. If this is an amendment, I'm a monkey's uncle. If passed, the law would allow ASIO to get a warrant to question kids as young as 14. If the child, in the view of an ASIO employee, is the target of our ASIO investigation into politically motivated violence, though what that actually means is not clear. Furthermore, this act could prevent the kid from getting a lawyer if a member of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, the AAT, an organisation now really controversially stacked by former coalition staffers and MPs, was, to quote, satisfied based on circumstances relating to the lawyer that if the subject is permitted to contact the lawyer, a person involved in activity prejudicial to security, though it doesn't say whose or what, may be alerted that the activity is being investigated, or that a record or a thing, the subject may be requested to produce, might be destroyed, damaged or altered. Last week, lawyer Greg Barnes wrote in the Sydney Morning Herald, "This power is sweeping and allows for hearsay evidence, in inverted commas, to be used. All ASIO would have to do is tell the judge or an AAT member that they have heard from sources, whatever the hell they are, that the lawyer requested by the detainee is a security risk. Even if the kid does manage to get a lawyer and the lawyer is doing their job by ensuring the child is clear about what's being said and taking the time to take direction with their client, the ASIO employee could decide the lawyer needs to be removed. The explanatory memorandum of the bill says that can happen if the lawyer's conduct is unduly disrupting questioning. This may be the case where, for example, a lawyer repeatedly interrupts questioning, in brackets, other than to make reasonable requests for clarification or a break to provide advice, in a way that prevents or hinders questions being asked or answered." End quote. So if the ASIO employee is bullying, frightening, intimidating the child, and the lawyer tries to protect their client, they'll be thrown out of the interrogation. In which case, the AAT or a nominated judge will pick a more suitable lawyer for your child. You can imagine what makes that lawyer suitable. The bill is being examined while the federal government is trying to deal with an historic health crisis and economic catastrophe where there isn't even the full complement of our representatives in the House. And at the same time, the Telecommunications Legislation Amendment, International Production Orders Bill 2020, is currently being examined by the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence and Security. Briefly, this is a bill that would allow the US and other foreign intelligence agencies to wiretap Australian citizens. You know, if the White House thinks your company could be a bit too competitive, or they don't want to worry about patents or your intellectual property, whatevs. As standalone pieces of legislation, these two amendments, which is a complete abuse of the word calling these two bits amendments, are making shocking inroads on our right to privacy, right to a lawyer, right to the presumption of innocence, the prohibition against hearsay, and vastly increase the power of unaccountable ASIO employees and former coalition staffers. But remember, Australians are already among the world's most surveyed people on the planet. The raft of legislation introduced since John Howard's election in 1996 has laid an axe to some of our most fundamental rights. That's why we are seeing people jailed after going through secret courts, why whistleblowers and their lawyers like Bernard Collaery are facing jail time for trying to hold the federal government to account for the federal government's crimes. The fact that nowhere near 40% of Australians were willing to download the COVID tracking app should tell the Morrison government that they have their job cut out trying to establish trust with the Australian community. But this legislation makes it look like he has decided to forego that kind of nation building and go straight for fear, intimidation, and coercion instead.